episode 734, Blessed Beyond the Mess.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and you made it. Yes, you are so blessed beyond the mess. You did it. You really did. You made it through. You only have 50 more weeks to go. Oh, you didn't want to hear that part, did you? Not that we're counting down, because we're not going to count down. But you see, sometimes we get a little bit kind of what? Overwhelmed, overworked. You feel like you're underpaid, or maybe you're not paid at all, right? As moms, are we ever paid what we're worth? No, we're not. But it's at the end of the week. And so guess what? You get a reprieve this weekend. Woohoo! It's a time of celebration. Today is Confession Day, and I am so excited and blessed that you are here. If this is your first time, or maybe you've only been here a couple times, I just want to personally welcome you to the family. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. You know, this week has been a little crazy week. Talk about messes, you know, with five children, there's a lot of messes. And I don't care what ages they are. The older they get, the bigger messes they can get into. At least when they're younger and it's Play-Doh and there may be a stain on the carpet or maybe they wrote on the wall or maybe something got broken, that's simple compared to when they get older. So if you're a young mom right now, meaning not necessarily young as in age young, but a young mom and you have young children. Okay, all mine now, they're middle school on up. So I'm an old woman. I am so old. I love it though. I just say that my white hair that's coming in is nothing but wisdom. And I'm telling you, I am blessed with wisdom. I so am. Praise the Lord for coloring. Because if I didn't have that and have an amazing hairdresser, I would look like I was, I don't know how old, but I would be very old because I have no color anymore in my hair. But that's for another episode. What we're talking about today is blessed beyond the mess. Life is messy. Maybe you're spinning through life with reminders that you're not good enough. You're just not measuring up. Whether you realize it or not, you are blessed beyond the mess. Your mess does not define you. But somehow what? We get wrapped up in it, don't we? Oh, we so do. I mean, come on, as a mom of five, I've had my share of tornadoes in the home. You could even follow where the five little tornadoes moved. Sometimes I felt like the meteorologist, like I was like, you know, saying, oh, here, this is where the storm is going to go. And then it's going to project here. And then when Dad would get home, he was upset because the weather wasn't as predicted. It wasn't all sunshine. There were lots of messes in the house. Maybe you're going through that right now and you just feel like you're living in a mess. Maybe you are trying to finish up schooling and you're also trying to balance family life, balance a marriage. Maybe you're building your business going, oh my gosh, have you tried this out on the online space? Do you know how much there is to do? And you're freaking out and you freak out every single moment. That's a lot of moments of breathing, isn't it, in a day? But I'm here to remind you that you're blessed beyond the mess. But we all can relate to that, can't we? It sounds familiar to us that no matter what we do, we're just tied up in the CRAP of life. It's the mess. It truly is. Life is messy. But in that mess, there are blessings. And a lot of it stems from us being caught up in our own heads, in our own logic. We are trying to figure everything out on our own. There's a class for that and a class for this. I don't care if you go to Udemy. I don't care if you go to a university. I don't care if you do an entrepreneurial online course. There's a course for everything out there. There might even be a course on how to pick your nose. I know, TMI, right? But seriously, you can find, I mean, there's Google, right? I've never done it. Maybe I should try Google how to pick your nose. I don't know. But some days, just don't you feel like you have that? That you are just living in this mess and you're like, I just want to break out of it. How do I break away from this? What seems to be missing in the messes we are creating is the heart. It's the one element that draws us closer to how we are to live. It's the life beat. When we are all stuck up in our head, and I'm not saying stuck up as in you got your nose raised up high, you know, let's go back to high school. You know how we'd have those girls, and you know who I'm talking about. And we don't maybe want to repeat those days of our lives. Oh, now I feel like we're in a soap opera. Okay, this is going nowhere fast, and I didn't mean for any of that to be pushed. Oh, I just cracked myself up. But you know what I'm talking about, right? We get in our own heads, and we can't escape it. We're in our own logic, and we're forgetting a big piece of the puzzle, and it's the heart. I got a question for you. Who's driving your life right now? Kind of a weird question, maybe. Who's driving? You see, I can talk a lot about driving right now because I am in the midst of teaching my number 4 or 5, my little Einstein Noah, on how to drive. Now, he is taking driver's education, but I also teach him too. Daddy doesn't get behind the wheel with the kids. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. He's busy outside working and providing for the family. I work on the inside of the home. He works on the outside of the home. It kind of balances out, sort of. Maybe not exactly, but we make it work. So my job is to teach the children how to drive. At least now I'm on number 4. I only have one more to go. And I think at that point, when the grandchildren come along, it's on everybody else. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying right now, they can come back to this episode on Friday the 13th of 2017 in January and hear their grandmother saying, nope, she's not teaching any of her grandchildren how to drive. But I tell you all of this because we like power, whether we want to admit it or not. And when we're driving, oh, it's powerful. Man, we feel like we are in control. If you're driving now, just think about it. Yeah, you got the wheel. Did you know you're driving a bomb on wheels? That's what I tell my kids all the time. It's a privilege to drive, but you're driving a bomb on wheels. And I mean that seriously, but I also mean it figuratively in our life. Because when we are driving our own lives, we're driving a bomb and we're going to explode. So in teaching your children, you get to learn what you do really well at and what you don't do so well at. And I've been able to teach now 4 of them. And I got to say, my little Einstein coming up, he's doing really awesome. He goes driving with the instructor this coming Monday. Oh, it's going to be exciting. I'm going to be on my knees the whole time. I'm just saying. It's early in the morning. He signed up early because what? There's no traffic, right? You don't have to worry about those things. But life gets messy and we have traffic all the time. It's coming and going at us. Whether it's our social media feeds, whether it's our boss, whether it's our husband, whether it's our kids, whether it's our dog, our cats, it could be a little ferret. Everything is coming at us full steam ahead. The laundry is yelling at us. We didn't know laundry could talk, but it talks to us. But I'm here to tell you, you're blessed beyond the mess. Our oldest one, she's a girl, Kaylin. You've heard her speak on here. I can't remember the episode. I'll try and actually put it in the show notes. But I had her on, and it was a great discussion. It was kind of fun to do an episode with her, just her and I. And she's brilliant. She has an amazing mind and an awesome, incredible heart. That's what I love most about her. But she gets behind the wheel, and she takes after her mama. She's a little heavy on that foot. And that could be good and bad, right? Because we've got that power, and sometimes we need the power, right, for safety. But other times when that power comes, it can be also detrimental. And with power, what requires responsibilities? Well, as you know, with a heavy foot comes speeding tickets. And too many speeding tickets in a year leads to what? Suspension, insurance rates go up. Yes, well, that's all for another episode. But you know where I'm going with that, right? We've got this power, and it's an awesome feeling. Even when we're in a mess, this is one thing that we think we have control over because we've got that power behind the wheel. But when we do that, we are trying to actually drive our own life. We are dictating where we go, every turn we take, how we want to go. Do we want to hit that pothole or not? Do we want to run for the hills as fast as we can? Do we want to race that person? Oh, my car's faster than your car. Oh, watch me do this. I'm going to run that light. Now, obviously, I'm not talking literally here. But we're driving our lives like we drive a car. I ask you again, who's driving your life? Because when we're driving it with just our head, we're missing a big part, our heart. You see, our heart, in my opinion, is connected to something bigger than ourselves. Our spirit, our soul, it's connected to God, our creator. The one who created you on purpose for a purpose. To live, to love, to impact. You're no mistake, and you're definitely no mess. You're definitely blessed beyond the mess. So what do you do when you feel like you're just living in a cloud of tornadoes? Everywhere you turn, there's a storm. And even though you're behind the wheel, you're just trying to avoid them. But every once in a while, you run into them. Snowstorm, ice storm, tornadoes. You don't want to hit the hurricanes unless you're on the coast. But seriously, who's driving your life? Because if you want to escape that mess and to be blessed, you have to, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, surrender the mess to be blessed. You have to surrender. You got to surrender it to God. You got to, number one, leave the mess at the cross. Back to driving. So my daughter, long story short, I'm not going to go into all the details, but we had to go to the DMV and get a new license and because of her heavy foot. And I've never been through this before. And I was like, oh my gosh, do I have all the paperwork? Do I have all the steps? I had to contact the insurance company. I had to contact the state. I had to make sure she had all the forms from where she worked and from school. I mean, I think we went through about 10 forms. I kid you not. The child has multiple jobs and she travels. We had to get documentation of everything, every hour of her breathing, except for when she was sleeping. That didn't count. But if she had to go to school or go to work, we had to account for every single second. Well, we finally got it all together and the day came for us to go to the DMV. And as crazy as it sounds, I was like, okay, Lord, you got this. I don't know what to do. I've never been like this. I don't know if I've got all the paperwork. My head says I do. I've checked. I got my checklist. I'm good on my checklist. I've gone through it all. But I still feel like I'm a mess. Lord, you got to take this one. And you got to keep me calm. Keep my heart calm. I've got to use this as a teachable moment for my daughter. I have to be able to support her and show her ultimately where the power comes from. It's not about our heads. It's about our hearts. And who's in it and who's driving it. Lord, you've got to take this one. Take the wheel. I know you got it. But sometimes we still want, we want that power. And we get behind the wheel and we try it on our own again. You can't. You have to leave the mess at the cross. Number two, you have to give up control. Give it up. As much as I think I can do it better, God does it even better. And I am one, yep. Perfectionist here. I'm going to give you the 120%, but God does it better than I do. So if my 120% is awesome, imagine what God's is. Think about it. Blessed beyond the mess. And number three, you have to walk by faith. And some people say, well, you just throw that out there. What does it mean to walk by faith? Well, for me, taking my daughter to the DMV to get the license and all taken care of, it was a prayer. It was leaving it to God and saying, Lord, you got this. I did the checklist. I made sure I did what my earthly responsibilities are, you know, needed to be done. I got that taken care of. But now you got to make the rest of it go smoothly. And then you got to work within her. Because I'm not at the wheel anymore, Lord. She's older now. You got to take the wheel. Bless this mess. So you got to walk by faith. My dad would always say, God majors in the minors. He wants to be there for you in the littlest, smallest details, including getting your driver's license. But are you going to be one who sits here and decides that, you know what? I am still in control because I want that power. It feels good. Are you leading by your own logic? By all wrapped up in your own head? Because if you continue to do this, the storms are only going to get worse. But let God take the helm. Let Him major in all your minors. And I promise you, you'll have storms, but you'll be able to handle them so much better. And you'll see the blessings amongst it all. Life is already a mess, but you can be blessed. You got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. So surrender the mess. Surrender it. Know I'm praying for you. I don't take this stuff lightly. When I say I'm praying for you, I am. I may be praying for you in the shower. I may be praying for you when I go to bed at night. I may be praying when I'm driving behind the wheel. I mean, you know, talk about power. There's power in prayer. If you need prayer specifically from me, let me hear from you so I can pray specifically to your needs. It's a lot more powerful than me praying in generalities. Because you see, then, yes, God knows exactly what you're going through. He knows the mess that you're in. So I don't have to know the details. But if you want me to be there for you, you want me to come beside you and walk with you, I would love to do that. If that's you, click on the link, take aim. Action ignites motivation. That'll begin our conversation. And if you don't want to talk to me, guess what? That's okay. Just say, here's a prayer request. Or you can send me an email, christianne@createyournow.com. I'm right here. I get it. Nobody else does. I read them. I truly care about you and where you're going. God has an amazing dream for your life. You were created for a reason, on purpose. And it's bigger than you can ever think about. Ever. So make today a blessed day. Don't think about it as your mess day. Just let Him take that. Leave it at the cross. Give up control and walk by faith. You are certainly incredible. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.